Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. We're with Judy Patrick, the editor of the Daily Gazette Post Fun Drive. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, and congratulations on that fun drive.
Well, and congratulations to you, of course. You're part of the team here, joining us each Wednesday, giving folks the news from your area. And I see this morning, New York State Court of Appeals has ruled in favor of the city of Schenectady and the question of how they can discipline their police.
Yeah, the decision came on Tuesday. It's a long-running fight that has focused on the city's argument that the city's public safety commissioner has the sole authority to discipline police officers. The police officers' union, however, has challenged that assertion, and the back and forth ended up at the state's highest court, and yesterday's ruling effectively short-circuits the non-commissioner disciplinary process that ultimately involved an arbitrator, and it also extended the process often for months. The commissioner-led process brings a simpler, more straightforward disciplinary process. That's according to city officials. Under the old system, officers could appeal decisions to an arbitrator, and that process led to suspended officers paid to stay home from work for months, and in many cases years, until their case was heard. City spent, for example, $1.2 million in 2010 to fire seven police officers. Mayor Schenectady was happy about this ruling yesterday, but everybody agrees we hope we don't have to use the disciplinary process at all.
From there to a public housing complex in the city, which is slated to be rebuilt and parts torn down.
Yeah, this is Yates Village. It's been a home to low-income families in Schenectady since 1948, so it's one of our older homes. It's one of our bigger as well. It's home to 740 people. It has 300 units there. So the plan is to rehabilitate it, either tear parts of it down or just do a partial renovation. Many tenants will have to be moved while the work is being done. So that would be a big consideration. It's one of the issues we're grappling with today. The timing of the project will depend on funding. At this point, the Municipal Housing Authority, which oversees that, has no idea where all the money will come from, and they don't have a cost estimate. So again, this is a big, big housing project in Schenectady. Tearing it down, renovating it, what's going to happen there will affect a lot of people and affect a really important neighborhood on the city's north side.
Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays. For more, head to dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thank you.
Thanks, David.